We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Introduce yourself, okay. Introduce yourself, okay. Okay, so...
Well, we can introduce each other. That might be cute. No?
So I'm PJ. I'm a strong-minded Capricorn.
Hey, kids. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ. And welcome to... I'm Grandman. Okay, that was good. Yeah.
Okay, we can move on.
Thank God. I think people are just going to know we're gay when we open our mouths, so I don't think we need to tell them.
Will they? They won't.
We just listened back to the test, and I sound like the gayest person in all of Ireland.
But that's not a bad thing. Why are you associating that with a negative?
We'll get on to the shame. Future podcasts on shame to come.
Yeah,
so we're calling in the podcast I'm Grandmam.
I'm Grandmam, for those of you who have no idea what PJ's saying because he talks so ridiculous.
Oh yeah, this is the thing I'm worried about the podcast because...
I'm worried about.
Yeah, because Kevin went to speech and language therapy his whole life because he has a lisp, but obviously I didn't. So
I happened, by the way, because I still have it, evidently.
I mutter a lot, so I apologise in advance. So the name stems from when we're on the phone to our mams, and no matter how bad we're feeling or how good we're feeling, the answer is always, I'm Grandmam.
Yeah.
Because we just don't want them to worry.
Yeah, like since the day I moved away from home, it's just been a constant thing of my mum obviously constantly worrying about me.
Yeah.
And just, I'm always getting messages asking how I am, and it has to be, I'm grand, otherwise she will be on that next flight over.
Yeah, on that Ryanair. But also, like, if she didn't message me, I'd be getting a bit odd. I'd be like checking on me.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, sometimes I'd be like, my mum's such a wreckhead, always getting on to me. And then she won't be on to me for a few days and I'll be raging.
Or what happens is they message me, like, being like, how are you? And then I'd be like, oh, I didn't ring her in, like, 2 days. Feels so bad. Send, like a 3-chapter-long message. And she sends me back, brill, love, kiss. And I'm like, slap me across the face, man.
I don't think they realise how lethal they are sometimes with those one-word responses. So I think my favourite humour in the world is, like, Irish mammy humour. I think Irish mums are just... so funny.
What I think's hilarious about Irish mums is that they don't even know mums. I'd be dragged in Ireland if someone heard me say mums. But you know, Irish mams don't even know they're being funny.
Like, I'm so guilty of recording my mum on my story on Instagram and stuff and taking videos of her when she's just going about doing her bits, doesn't know I'm recording her, and she is just hilarious.
Well, you be wrecking your mum's head. You do wreck her.
Some of the stuff she comes out with are like, we'd be in the car and I just be like, oh my god, the world needs to see this content.
Yeah, and I don't want to make like a big sweeping statement here, but as well, I feel like gay men in general are just like closer to their mothers.
Yeah, obviously, like, it's not a universal thing, but definitely in my case and in your case, like, we're both really close to our mums. And also, a lot of my other gay friends that I know of happen to be really close to their mums. And I suppose maybe that's something we're going to explore in
future episodes where if we have a guest on, maybe they want to talk to us just about their family relationship and coming out and like their relationship with their mums, if it's something they're willing to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. So each week we'll be catching you up on the stories we told our mothers.
And also the stories we couldn't tell our mothers. Now, our lives aren't even that juicy. But
like, you're starting making out that we're scandalous.
But also, like, yeah, we're going to be talking to you bits that we wouldn't be telling our mums.
Yeah. And we just want to have a laugh, to be honest.
We're just going to have some fun. Okay, so yeah, you can just expect to listen to this on your commute or when you're going about doing your household bits. Say, Alexa, play I'm Grandmam podcast on Spotify and then prepare to be entertained. I just think podcasts are like a thing right now. They're so popular. I've started listening. What podcasts are you listening to yourself?
I've never listened to a podcast in my whole life. Yeah.
Oh my god, are you serious? And I agreed to do this podcast with you.
I don't know what we're doing.
I listened to Jonathan Van Ness's one.
Oh, I love him.
Which is Getting Curious.
He's the guy from the Queer Eye for the straight people who are asking.
Yeah, he's like gay.
Icon. He is an icon.
Yeah, he's a gay TV personality. Like,
he's actually on the show next week? No, maybe. In the future.
So, listen to this. Maeve Higgins has a really good one with Mary Robinson.
For those of you who don't know, Maeve Higgins is like the funniest.
Look her up. She's the funniest Irish comedian to ever. Actually, she's probably my favourite comedian.
Well, we know
that
because
have her on as a guest.
And Kevin DMs her when he's drunk on Instagram and tells him how amazing she is.
I have a habit of when I get drunk, I just send the most ridiculous DMs to celebrities on Twitter.
Like, people, like, sometimes people get drunk, they like message their ex or they
which
like,
I don't have.
Or they like, they like send a dick pic.
Never been in a relationship.
They like send a dick pic to someone or something. But you just message celebrities telling them how fab they are.
But not even like, no disrespect to Maeve or to, I'm not even going to say the other celebrities that I like tweeted, but it's not as if they're like a list. But they are in my books.
People reply to you though, no?
Oh my god, like, oh my god. Like, every time I tweet, like, that's the only way I remember, because I wake up with a message in my inbox on Twitter, which I never get.
Yeah.
And it would be just this ridiculous, but like, grateful message, because I've just been showering them with compliments and stuff.
But isn't it so nice that, like, Maeve Higgins now, who's like getting huge, like her books are hilarious.
Yeah, she's pretty big in the States and stuff as well now, because she's living in New York.
Well, take the time out of her day to message back this random drunk fella messenger.
That's lovely. Like, sometimes people would message me and I'd just be like, shut up. I don't know, you shut up.
Sorry to all the boys that Kevin leaves on read.
Raid, no?
Read. Leaves on read.
Leaves on raid. So, like, our intent going forward is to have guest speakers on the show, like, just to talk to us about topics that we're not particularly knowledgeable about, but want to, like, learn more about.
Yeah, ignorance isn't cute, and we're striving for cute always.
Like,
so
we want to be cute, so yeah.
Okay, so moving on. As we said earlier, we're going to invite guests into our house every week to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And I think these guests can be anyone, obviously. We're going to shoot for celebrities, but we have no...
We don't have any celebrity contacts, but, like... No, okay, right. So if we were to say, like, who... Okay, Peter, who would you want to come on and chat to? Like, if you could chat to anyone in the kitchen...
Like, right now?
Yeah, like, living, not dead.
Living, okay. Living, like, it's in the game.
Living their
lives,
I mean. I don't mean, like, alive.
Okay. I'd love to talk to Graham Norton, and I don't know why he just popped into my head, but, like, how glam is Graham Norton? Just, like, came out of Ireland, was like, I'm fab, and then he, like, has his own show and, like, is living his life now.
I feel like, this might sound outrageous, but I feel like Graham Norton is actually achievable. That sounds like he's a nobody, but...
And he's from Bantry.
He's not going to be our first guest, but, like, yeah, he's from, like, West Cork, where we're from. Went to UCC.
So who is someone who you would want to be on the show?
I think a good place to start would be our mums, just because they'd be like...
No, you make me sound like a prick, because I'm like, I want Graham Norton. You're like, I want my mother.
No, but okay, but we're running a podcast like that. We've just given this big lead up and this big introduction to our mothers, and it's like people have, you know,
I feel like everyone's going to like you more now because you're at the...
But I'm in K, in general, I am the more likable person. Also, yeah, so I just think they'd be pure funny. Like, my mom definitely doesn't even know what a podcast is.
Oh, I told my mom you were starting a podcast, and I explained it to her that it's like a radio show that, like, isn't live.
Okay, we literally need to stop talking about our mothers, because people are going to think that we have an Oedipus complex.
We sound like what, we're obsessed.
What's an Oedipus complex?
Well, not an Oedipus complex, I think that's when you would think your mom's sexy.
Okay, moving.
Or you're attracted to your mother, which we're not. Disclaimer, we're not. So if that's what you're looking for, you're
this
not going to get it.
Weird.
Okay, so, right. We really should have rehearsed this whole podcast.
Okay, right. What about...
I don't know, this is actually really tough. If you just want to come on the show, just get in touch. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so, like, I think what could lend itself to, like, really good discussion, and because, like, she's so, like, pioneering on, like, social media when it comes to, like, speaking out for, like, trans rights and stuff, I do think, why are you giggling? I do think Monroe Bergdorf would be good. No, because basically we went to Budapest last weekend and we had we had a chat on the flight, bearing in mind we were langers.
So dumb.
Very drunk, so...
Apparently, though, if you have one glass of wine on a flight, it's meant to say, like, that's, like, four.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, like, you get way... Yeah, you get way drunker on a flight. But even myself, when I'm not drinking on a flight, I get giddy. So, we started brainstorming on this flight about, like, who we'd like on. So, and I mentioned Monroe Berg. I think she'd be good.
Yeah, she'd be amazing.
But the only thing is, I feel like...
I'm afraid of her.
I feel like, one, I'm afraid of her because she's, like, so...
In the know.
In the know, and like, I don't know, I probably feel a bit intimidated. But anyway, okay, so Monroe Bergdorf might be wine. Who else could we ask on? I've already asked my friend Firkin to come on, who said he'd come on, and he's like really cool rider person and like knows a lot on everything. And like,
yeah, I want to get like creative people making their way in London.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
off
I
the
want.
Beaten track.
Also, like, people in. From Ireland who are living in London who we don't know about who are like making a name for themselves. And also you don't even have to be making a name for yourself, like you could have started like a local knitting circle and
you could have picked up a microphone and pretended you run a podcast and want to talk about it.
So yeah, like we're really not fussy at the moment because we can't be.
Yeah.
So but wait till we blow up and then you're all going to be wanting to get on this guest
and
list.
And we'll
because...
all say yes because we're lovely people.
Okay, so okay, right. Is there anyone else you can think of who might want to...
So we have Graham Norton in the first show, our mams on the second, Monroe on the third.
My friend Firkin.
Your friend Firkin.
Who's already confirmed, so he could be like one of our first guests, I imagine. Okay, so moving on from potential guests on the podcast, why don't we talk about potential sponsors?
I'm not really interested in sponsors.
Oh, shut up!
I'm just doing it for the art. No, but what I would love, though, is if... There's some young gay boys in Ireland like, and they fab over in London.
That's actually,
I'm so delighted.
You know what? We have discussed that.
Yeah.
And I suppose because the notion of a podcast is so accessible nowadays.
Yeah, my nephew has a phone. He's about four.
You know what I mean? So if there's someone, if there are like young like lads in Ireland, or it could be anywhere in the world, young lads in England who are like, oh my God, I'm gay. And like,
I'm
feel
so
kinda,
gay.
Not as gay as those two pricks doing the podcast.
At least I'm not as gay as those two Irish fellas who do the podcast.
But like, or if our podcast just like cheered someone up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll get into the whole coming out in Ireland and just being gay in general in Ireland when we were growing up on another episode, because
that's
a whole hour's worth of a conversation.
Exactly, because even being home in Ireland again for Christmas and it's like...
Oh, laughed in the street for wearing a pink tracksuit.
But BJ, people laugh at you in London for wearing a pink tracksuit.
But it's unreal.
It is nice, but... Okay.
Check out my Instagram for pics.
What are the reasons? Oh, so just... Well, we might as well just mention the people we're talking about, potential sponsors.
Okay.
If you happen to be with the people in the know who could put us in touch with people that we could do, like, an ad in our podcast, okay, just hit us up if you're any of the following. Okay, so the tea we're drinking currently, we're having a cup of tea. It's Barry's Tea. So I actually knew someone who used to work in Barry's Tea because it's based in Cork.
If we get sponsored by Barry's Tea, I'll just...
But not even just sponsored by Barry's Tea, like, send us tea, like, because tea is kind of cheap. Not that that's a bad thing.
I don't
like.
Want you to send... I want you to make me the face of it. I
want
to be on
the
box.
We face of the brand. Put us on...
I feel like in 2019, people love to be, like, inclusive and shit. So,
yeah,
like, if Barry's Tea put two gay lads on, who do in the podcast over in London on the front of their...
Or
thing.
Even, like, an advert to be funny, like, coming up...
I'll write it.
But like post, the post on Post, which is like the Irish post office, they did like a advert before Christmas featuring two gay lads, which is actually so adorable.
Your mum loved that, didn't she?
Yeah, my mum never. Every time I was home for Christmas, the advert come on, my mum be like,
look at that. The ad is on, Kevin, come in. And I'm like, Mom, I watched it already. Okay, also moving on. Oatly, so myself and PJ are both dairy-free, is there a term?
Yeah, dairy-free.
Dairy-free.
Hipsters.
Me and PJ are both really cool.
We live in East London.
We live in East London, we think dairy is scary.
No, we got told that if we move to East London, we can't drink dairy anymore, so...
They actually don't stock regular milk in any of the supermarkets.
In East London. We're actually drinking... Alpro now, but I'm mortified.
No, don't tell anyone we're drinking that. We're actually drinking Plenish.
We actually made the oat milk ourselves.
Okay, so Zara home, just because we moved into this new house in East London last summer. So, you know, there's still bits that we could still do. You know?
I would love a few Zara home bits.
But is there any other nice... What about the white company as well, or is that just white bits?
What's that?
They have one in Westfield. Oh. Remember the arena? And I got the candles before Christmas.
What about Woody's DIY?
Woody's
there's no better buy.
Okay, also, yeah, Lush bits. So yeah, Lush, if you're listening, or if you're an employee who works for Lush, and you can put us in touch with the right people.
Do you know, I'm obsessed with Lush, obviously. But then people over here, like, Lush is pure, like, something you get when you're, like, 14 for your birthday.
No.
Like, it's not premium.
It is premium. Babe, have you seen the price? It's definitely premium.
Isn't we never buy anything. She only go in for the free samples.
Oh my... Okay, scratch. Okay, first of all, I buy loads of bits in Lush. You just have to take a look in my toiletries bag.
We're totally plastic free as well.
Yeah. No, we do. We love
no,
our
we
Lush
do,
bits.
Yeah. We
and
love
I
Lush
love,
bits.
Like, because I don't have a bath back home in Ireland and we have one here and it's a nice bath. I love, like, you know, having some Lush bits for my bath.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the time when I first moved to London, it was my first time, like, buying a bath bomb.
Oh my god, you did. Tell the listeners.
I think Boomerang had just come out and a lot of people were doing boomerangs dropping their Lush bath bomb into the bath. So I had like the bath, I ran the bath, had it all sorted, was all ready to drop in my Lush bath bomb and I was holding my phone in just a moment of absent-mindedness. I dropped my phone into the bath instead of the Lush bath bomb.
So we just standing there with like the Lush bath bomb in one hand and the phone in the van.
So I dropped it and I just went, oh my god, I was like, what have I done? And it was so stupid. So actually,
so yeah, use Lush with caution.
Guys, just be careful. They don't tell you about that on the packaging and bits, but like, be careful when taking your boomerangs with your Lush bits.
Why don't we get a Lush employee in?
That's
to
what
chat
I'm saying.
From? I'd love it.
But that's what I was getting at. Like, if we're doing like, but we could talk all about grooming and then have the Lush employee come in and then they can just inundate us with knowledge.
I feel like they just send them all to like a training camp. And if
it's
you're
in,
not.
You have to go over to Japan to train.
If you're not positive, they just murder you and make you into the bath salts.
And then all the pictures on the side of the products, you know, when they say who made your, it's actually not who made your product, it was
who's
your product
who you're made of.
Made of. But yeah, that'd be a nice idea because as well, very informative.
It is, but I feel like they'll get that info if they step in the door of Lush.
Yeah, but it would just be funny to get them on. Oh my god, next section. Okay, so in future episodes, like what else is to come? Cat talk. Pussy talk.
Ew, I hate pussy talk.
We could call this section pussy talk.
No, pussy.
So we're looking to get a cat.
Oh yeah.
So like,
so
maybe like going forward we could talk about like becoming parents for the first time, like co-parenting, and like several problems associated with this cat issue. And that is one, our other housemate Katie
hates cats.
Like does not want a cat at all under any circumstances, has expressed on several occasions that she does not want us bringing a cat into the house.
But I think everybody hates cats for some reason. Like, why do people hate cats?
So you were the one who came up with the idea of getting the cat, right? And I was always of the impression that I didn't like cats.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. Like, I didn't hate cats. I just wasn't fond of them. Like, I would consider myself more of a dog person. But then I think...
Since I just think cats are glam.
I think they're glam, one. And also, like, James Kavanagh, who is, like, a famous... Irish, like, I'm going to call him influencer, kind of vlogger type TV personality. He got a cat there last year.
Oh my god, get off his hold then.
James, did you mind coming on the show? No, but he got a cat last year called Diana, which is also...
As in Ross?
No, as in Princess Diana. As in Ross.
Diana Ross.
I know who she is, babe. I'm just saying, like, why would that be the first thing to come into your... Well, actually, a Diana
why
Ross
Why is Princess Diana the first thing to come
she's
into
your... Because she's like...
She's an iconic
gay icon.
Gay. But... Do you think Meghan Michael is like the new Diana, or do you think she's...
I don't know what name you just said.
Meghan Michael? What's her name? What's her name?
Meghan Markle. I'm roaring into the microphone as well. I can't believe you just called
Meghan Markle. Michael Markle, do you know what I mean?
Meghan Markle. Is she, I just suppose that, like, aside from, like, the wedding and stuff, like, there's not, hasn't been a huge amount of hype. I think it's Prince George who is, like, the gay icon now. Can I say that?
Yeah. Is Prince George the one with Meghan Markle's?
No. No, sorry. He's the other. He's
Prince
the
George is the Queen's fella.
No.
We don't have a clue.
Oh, my God. No, there's
about
Harry and William,
family.
Who are Diana's sons. And then Prince... William.
Oh, who's the
George.
Baby?
Who's he married to? Prince William. Kate. Yeah.
Oh,
George.
Sorry,
Kate.
Kate, if you're listening,
Kate,
we're so
listening.
Sorry.
We are so sorry.
You just slipped our mind there. Well, bad with if we saw it, we're good with face, bad with names.
Yeah.
If I saw her, I know her. You know what I mean?
I probably wouldn't. Would we?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
I know Meghan Markle.
Yeah, but I would too.
You would know Meghan Michael as well.
I would know Meghan Michael as if I saw her.
Yeah, so Prince George is the new, like, Diana gay icon.
Yeah, he lives. But does, do you ever see that? There's an Instagram account with a dash.
What's his name? It's Jerry Nettie or something. I'll have to find the handle.
It's so funny.
But he basically is like a Prince George parody account.
Yeah.
And he basically just... But, like, there have been, like, headlines saying that, like, Prince George is a bit of, like, a diva in the classroom and stuff.
Yeah, apparently he called... You're so f***ing broke or something. No,
yeah.
He didn't say that, but,
yeah.
Like,
and
he was
apparently
like, you're poor, babe.
He laughed at his nanny's kitten heels.
I stan a gay icon.
And he said, get out of the palace in those kitten heels.
Don't you come in there with those kitten heels,
no,
nanny.
But apparently there are instances where he's, like, being...
I already threw a phone to someone. I heard you, Naomi Campbell, someone.
So, we're going to get the cat.
We are getting it.
We are getting the cat, sorry. But also, like, Katie, if you're listening, sorry, but we're getting the cat.
Katie, if you're listening, we're getting the cat.
What were we saying? We were in a cafe yesterday and we were looking at cats, like, that are up for adoption from Battersea Dogs and Cats Home.
Yeah.
And it was only as we were... So they put up, like, full profiles of the cats that you're able to adopt. But as we were scrolling through, it was only then that it dawned us that we're actually...
Terrified.
Like,
cats.
We brought up pictures and Peter was like, we're not getting a cat anymore, and he's literally been plaguing me about a cat for the last three months.
All I wanted was a cat. It was like going to do this podcast. We were talking about this podcast for weeks, and when we sat down to do it, we've been talking for the last 3 hours, we didn't know what we're talking about.
So we're co-parenting.
Yeah, we're co-parenting.
Oh, that's cute.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so other podcasts or other topics that we were brainstorming on the flight, which we've since taken a further look at and realised we won't at all be talking about them, but for some reason they just cropped up when we were chatting. So these are ones that, like, haven't made the final cut but were included in the original brainstorming session. So we only have one on the environment.
Because the environment's, like, hot, right, crucial. Like,
actually, like, it is kind of hot right now and no doubt it will, like, feed into some of our...
Hot right now because of, like, climate change and stuff.
Oh my God, I love... Hot right now and we can just talk about...
Hot right now is about what melted today because the world is...
Oh my God, so it could actually make its way back in.
Yeah.
So environment, expect it, honey.
The underdog category of it's grandmam.
2019, those polar ice caps are coming for you.
No, literally, we're actually all fucked. We should talk about that more.
Yeah, no, to be fair, we actually are quite environmentally conscious, and like,
yeah,
one of my resolutions for the new year was to cut down on my single-use plastic.
Straws are the devil.
Straws suck.
No, but seriously, like, who use straws anymore?
No, I actually think it's homophobic if people...
Oh, if my a lad God. Was hitting on you and he had a plastic straw, walk away.
Oh my God, I would literally be like, f*** you. F*** your small-mindedness.
Just because we can't conceive naturally doesn't mean we can fuck up the world for every other child on this planet.
Fuck your bigotry.
Okay, what other?
Okay, so another one was tube trade, which is like, we could talk about how
people
on
the
tube.
You know, when I first moved to London, I thought that I would just fall in love with people on the tube all the time, and that's not the case.
But that is why I'll be like on a dating app, and I'll be like, actually, I need to delete this because I'm going to be reading my book on the tube and some guy with a beard.
It's going to be reading the same book?
No, it's just going to come up to me and just be like, oh my God, what book are you reading? And I'll like just show it and be like, can't you see the cover? No, some guy is just going to ask me what I'm reading, and then a conversation is going to take place. I'm going to say, you can read it when I'm finished. And then I'm going to get married to him.
It's going to be a rom-com about you swapping books at the same underground
shop. Oh my God,
every
yeah.
day.
No, and oh my God, this is the like pivotal moment, or this is the
pivot point of the...
No, and plot twist. Okay, so scratch this because it's actually funny. But plot twist, the guy who's asking me about the book is actually the author.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
He's loads of money, and we're going to get married and have dogs. Okay, so fourth or third on the list is boring influencer gays.
Yeah, we were so shady on that flight.
Boring influencer. What? That was yours.
What? Don't make
you
me
said the
shady
boring.
One.
I know, but that's.
Well, you know,
there is boring influencer.
There is
gays.
So boring, and they don't do nothing for the community. Like talk about the fact that like when you come out and you think that like everything's going to grand, everyone's going to accept you. You go into a thing and they mock you about having freckles and being too tall. Do you know what I mean? Though
out years.
But they don't like. They don't like. Like there's,
yeah. No, you're right. They need to like have more of a social responsibility.
Stop promoting
to,
your underwear in export packages
and your capsules to make you a clean bottom or whatever.
That's what they do. And then just tell me about the like problems. That's why we need Monroe on the show.
Yeah. This. You know what? This extra bit of like potential other topics has actually all been new because the next topic number four is the homoeroticism in Riverdale.
But have you do watch Riverdale?
No, I don't watch it. Okay. So we can't talk about it. I'm not going to have you do a section by yourself. And I'm not going to start watching it.
Okay, but anyone who does watch Riverdale, tell me it's not homoerotic. Tell me, I'll wait.
It's laced in gay
it's
content.
It's laced in gay content. Yeah, and I feel like America is shook because they think it's this like show for teens, teenage girls, but it's actually gay
is
porn.
Is it an American show?
Yeah, but it's actually gay porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's why you watch it. Okay, last on the list, which we kind of alluded to, is like we could do a section. We talked about this. We can do like a section on, so this might even be included, on Lush Bits, but I put down like product reviews or just like male grooming and our skincare regimes because we are what, honey? Flawless.
Are we?
I have crippling rosacea.
We need to 100% and I'm just generally ugly.
You're nice.
Yeah, but like on a scale of like sliding scale of 1 to 10, I would be about a 6.
No, you're plus 2 then because you have an Irish accent in London.
Oh yeah,
so you're an 8. That's good, man.
Yeah, I suppose. I think some days I'm like, oh my God, I'm stunning, and then some days I look like Fester from Adam's Family.
I think like more often than not you do. No, I'm joking. I was going to say I look like Fester from Adam's Family. No, you're really tall and you've like, what is this? What are we, this is turning into like a hype session for each other. We're each other's hype girls. No,
if you're not going to be each other's hype girls, who will?
We're both absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my God, we're each other's gay best friends.
Yeah.
No, but like, don't stereotypical ones in the film.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Lush is going to have his own episode.
Lush, but also
obsessed.
At the end of this, which is hilarious, that we wrote on the flight, skincare regimes and like a douching tutorial.
Babe.
For a podcast, how could you act? That wouldn't even fucking work.
How would that work?
I don't know, you'd have to do it to me.
You take the turkey baster.
Yuck. Make sure the water's warm.
For people who don't know what douching is,
Google it.
Google it in your workplace.
Okay, wrapping it up. If they've any, okay guys, so like we said, if you have any questions, maybe that we didn't answer in this podcast because we went completely off topic every time we started talking about
something. If you just want to tell us maybe it's better we shouldn't do this because you're actually shit at it,
then just slide into our DMs on Instagram.
So every week we're going to try and have a cuppa with someone and catch up on the topic.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you have something to share,
yeah,
drop us a line.
Yeah, just get in touch and, you know, we'll have a laugh.
Mom, we have a laugh. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, do we need to do... we haven't talked about a social media handle, which is going to be so crucial.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know if I'm Grand Mam is taken?
Let's check.
How do we do?
So, guys, we're just checking to see if we can get I'm Grand Mam as our social media handle. And if you do have it taken already, we fucking need
You're
it.
You're fucking dead.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. You're so fucking stupid. How do I change it? Which users is it?
Just search it in the box, like, at I'm Grand Mam, and then see if we can get that handle.
God.
But you ever see, what if Beyonce, obviously, like, there was obviously a Beyonce handle before she...
Oh, my God, I'm Grand... Mama is one, so we're good.
We're good. So our social...
Our new social, we can now finally reveal...
is at I'm Grand Mam.
There's I'm Grand Memory.
Memory Glen.
I'm Grand Memory Glen. So it's going to be at I'm Grand Mam. Just check the handle underneath the info section of this podcast.
Okay, so we have no followers. Obviously, this is our first podcast. So can you please follow us at I'm Grand Mam. That's I'm Grand Mam.
So you can just keep up to date with what we're getting up to in, like, news of, like,
the
guests that are to come on the following week's episode.
And
stuff.
You want
to
be that bitch who got onto this trend early, because when we blow
yeah,
up
you
want to
jump on it now.
When we're on the Ellen DeGeneres show, you can be like, oh my God.
No, we don't stand Ellen anymore.
Why?
That's another topic for another, because she's supporting...
Sure we'll get into that later.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or okay. She's doing something.
Anyway.
I don't know, Jonathan Van Ness.
When we're on Oprah...
When we're on Oprah, who's a bitch, when we're on Miriam O'Callaghan...
When we're on Ireland Today, you can be like, oh my God.
We were there from the beginning.
We were there from the beginning. It's
original,
like,
stands.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, you know, our followers...
Hashtag original stands.
No, what about stand mams? Or like something with mam? What about mam? What about we call our followers mammies?
Or the mammies.
The mammies. Oh my God. I love it. Our mammies.
I love the way we're talking about our followers when we don't have any.
Currently no one listening to this podcast.
The reason why we call them mammies is because our mams are the ones who are going to listen to us. And they can't even talk.
The reason is the reason
we're going to call our followers mammies is because at the start, the only people listening to the podcast is our... Yeah. Okay, so we've been trying to do this podcast for a million hours.
But it's the first one, so you know what? Yeah. We want to... Put effort into it, and then we knew it was going to take time. And yeah, we actually had a laugh doing it.
Oh, my, such a laugh.
Now, I'm sweating as well. I don't know how it's not even
happening.
Oh, I'm
off the walls.
My hands are freezing, but my armpits are drenched.
Okay, so hopefully we didn't scare you off, or you're not like, I don't understand anything.
Hopefully
saying.
You're eating it all up, and you're like, I want more, honey.
Hopefully you're
more.
Gagging.
Hopefully you're gagged, sis.
Hopefully you missed your tube stop because you've been listening to this so intently.
Or if you're back in Ireland, you're on the bus as well, there's no hope for you,
yeah,
because it's a Sunday, so...
Yeah, so hopefully you enjoyed it and you want to hear some more. Obviously, we're going to build and grow this together, so all your suggestions are welcome.
Yeah, and you know what? Go, if you like the podcast, go and spread the word, tell your friend. We know you're going to do that naturally anyway.
Because we love you.
And because it was hilarious. Like, don't be greedy. Don't share all this exclusive gay fun content for yourself. Go and share. Spread the word. Be a kind, which for our English listeners means go and chat.
Yeah.
I think.
And if anybody's interested in taking Kevin on a date, just drop us a DM.
Oh my God, that as well. I kind of like
if
that.
If you found your love
from doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Someone said to me that I was going to find love in 2019.
Through
I
your
can't
podcast,
remember who
that you
was.
Do with your best friend.
Through a podcast that I decided to start last week. Okay, so yeah, just wrapping it up. Just rest assured, there's plenty more glam gay content on its way. In 2019, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And thank you for listening.
This has been I'm Grand Mam.
I'm Grand Mam. Let's do it together.
This has been
I'm Grand Mam. Go on, talk to you later.
See you later, babe. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Go on, bye.
Go on,
see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye. No, bye.
Go on, bye.
Okay, bye. No, that's it. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.